Iranians have been making movies for more than 100 years, and nowadays, Iranian cinema is one of the most acclaimed in the world. But only one filmmaker from that country has ever been nominated for an Academy Award. His name is Majid Majidi, and he has a new movie opening in the U.S. NPR's Neda Ulabi reports.
The movie is called Song of Sparrows. The sparrows are a metaphor.
Sparrows themselves don't really have a beautiful song, but what they do have is a tremendous ability to adapt themselves to the most difficult conditions.
That's director Majid Majidi speaking through a translator. Oddly enough, there aren't a lot of sparrows in this movie. There are a lot of ostriches.
I found them to be fascinating and strange creatures with tremendously big bodies, but very small heads and even smaller brains, perhaps the size of a nut.
Naturally, the giant galumphing bird serves as a metaphor, too.
It reminded me of politicians in many ways who have tremendous power, but often act in ways that reveal that they have very small brains.
Majidi insists he's not political. He was inspired to make this movie after visiting an ostrich ranch in rural Iran. A worker there with a remarkably gentle way with the birds became the model for Song of Sparrows' hero, a tender-hearted ostrich wrangler. In the movie, his name is Karim. His life begins to unravel when he loses his job, and his teenage daughter accidentally drops her hearing aid in a crumbling water storage tank. All of the kids in the village help Karim try to find it. To replace the hearing aid, Karim goes to the city. It's messy there, mean and dehumanizing. Karim is lured by the quick money he finds he can make as a cabbie. But he spends less time with his family in the vast, beautiful countryside. He loses himself. Director Majid Majidi goes back to that old storage tank as a metaphor for nature.
When the children go to it, it's dirty, it's broken down. They want to clean it out, put in new water, raise fish in there. That is itself a message about the need to protect the environment, because once we lose the environment, we lose ourselves.
Song of Sparrows was funded in part by the Iranian version of the Environmental Protection Agency. But an Iranian filmmaker can do much more with a symbol like a stagnant water tank that offers the possibility of replenishment.
To me, Majid Majidi is part of a group of Iranian filmmakers whose cinema is ultimately acts of faith.
Hamid Dabashi is a Columbia University professor who writes extensively on Iranian politics and culture. He says Majidi's work visualizes that faith in an age of declining belief in the Islamic Republic.
The Islamic Republic has robbed people of their Islam, of their soul, of their faith in the body politics of their theocratic republic. So filmmakers like Majid Majidi, Mohsen Makhmalbaf, they are in fact searching for something lost in the midst of a religious revolution, namely what one might in fact call their maternal faith, which is now trampled under their paternal fanaticism.
The movie's expression of faith is mystical and humanistic, not political. It's about the big questions: losing your vocation, restoring your soul.
Yalan dünya, yalan dünya.
The world is a lie, Karim sings. The song is intended to comfort his son. The little boy has concocted a get-rich-quick scheme with his friends that's gone terribly awry.
He's trying to tell them not to believe in the world, that there's something deeper than that, that reality resides within ourselves, and that we need to return to a sense of self to really understand the world.
Director Majid Majidi's own father died when he was 17. He remembers his dad as lower middle class, insistent that his five sons become doctors or engineers.
My father did not like the arts very much. I hope that somehow, some way, maybe now he's okay with my choice to become an artist.
In some ways, though, Majidi did become an engineer, building bridges between Iran and the rest of the world with his carefully constructed films. Children of Heaven and The Color of Paradise earned international acclaim and did reasonably well at the box office here. But Song of Sparrows has been criticized by some as a simplistic fable about the evils of progress. Majidi says that's wrong.
This film is not about the conflict between tradition and modernity or rural life or city life or a condemnation of modernization, but rather a reminder that modernization was supposed to serve humanity, but instead it has conquered us and it has imprisoned us.
As a result, Majidi says, we've become distant from our own human values. He says his films are invitations to return. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.